Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. We can see an oasis in the desert. B. We can see a map of the desert. C. We can see a sandstorm in the desert. D. We can see a map of the world.
Number 2.
A. They are looking at a globe. B. They are holding a map. C. They are looking at a map. D. They are staring at each other.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
Who can tell me the name of the planet on which we live?
A. That's easy. We live on planet Earth. B. No, I haven't. C. Okay, maybe I should be clearer. D. I don't agree with you.
Number 4.
How can you make a fossil?
A. Yes, it's easy. B. I can make it with glue and a carrot. C. You can do it with me. D. It's beyond reason.
Number 5.
Where did you come up with such ideas?
A. I don't know where to go. B. You can make it. C. I agree with you. D. Well, I read many science books.
Number 6.
Is it the only one with the moon?
A. You gave very different answers. B. We can see the moon at night. C. No, other planets have moons too. D. Moonlight is so beautiful.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Have you ever thought about aliens?
Yes, I think aliens exist on Mars.
Where did you come up with that idea?
I love watching SF movies and get some ideas from them.
Number 8.
I've heard that some deserts on Earth used to be grassland a long time ago.
How mysterious! I thought they were always hot, sandy places.
So did I. I'm going to search on the internet to find out more about deserts.
Number 9. Can you tell me how many planets are in our solar system?
Let me see. Mercury, Venus, the Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, and the Sun. There are 10. There are 10 planets in our solar system.
Come on, you have to exclude the Sun. The Sun is not a planet, it's a star. Number 10. All right, Gina, you wanted to watch this documentary about the Sahara Desert. Here is the videotape.
Thank you. The Sahara is very mysterious, isn't it?
Yes, according to the documentary, the Sahara has not always been a desert. It was once a beautiful and fertile land where people lived.
That's amazing. I'd watch the tape right now.
Let's watch it together. Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13. From the perspective we get on the Earth, our planet appears to be big and hardy with an endless amount of air. From space, astronauts often get the impression that the Earth is small with a thin, fragile layer of atmosphere. For a space traveler, the distinguishing Earth features are the blue waters, brown and green landmasses, and white clouds set against a black background. By the way, the Earth is the third planet from the Sun and the only planet in the solar system known to harbor life. The main reasons for living creatures are thought to be oxygen and water. Numbers 14, 15, and 16.
What are you reading?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a part of the Earth. A full 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered by this.
Well, land?
No. Fish, shellfish, seaweed, and other seafood live in this.
I know. The oceans.
Right. I didn't know that the oceans are the biggest and most important bodies of the Earth before I read this article about the oceans.
Yeah, me too. When I say the earth, I just think of land, but all parts of the earth are interconnected.
You're right!